Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 455. PYP is 8. Totally stoked, totally thankful, and proud of myself for PYP. It's 8th anniversary. I had that is a topic for this episode right away because, you know, Zen turns 8, and then a month later, Pro U Podcast turns 8, and then a month later, I turn 58. So we're at the Pro U Podcast turning 8 date, and immediately when I wrote that down, I was like, I'm thankful. It's all I can. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the podcast. I'm thankful for being able to do it, and I'm thankful for, you know, Chris for green lighting it, and then it was a little bit of pride. Like, I remember, like, year 6 going, that's cool. Like, you know, I looked at my life and went, hey, you've done a podcast consistently for 6 years. Way to go. You know, opening up, sharing a verbal journal, and through that, you've, you know, helped some people and you've helped yourself heal. So, you know, congrats. So it was just a feel-good thing. And here we are, year 8, and I do feel that way. Like, I feel proud of it. It was dope that I did the thing last year where I'm like, look, I don't have to do it every Thursday. You know, it just took the pressure off of me. Now it's like when I have something to say, I'll say it. And a couple weeks ago, I was like, okay, I'm going to do the gratitude thing for PYP. And that was kind of it. And then I had this moment of, you know, what I call building a solid day and how I was kind of like doing things consistently this year and adding things. And I'm like, wow, you make a pro you choice. And it seems to lead to more pro you choices. And I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to talk about. And then that was it. So I had kind of two different little ideas to discuss. And a week ago, I was like, yeah, but I don't have a whole lot. And then this past week, I had 3 days of just the complete roller coaster, which I will leave for you to listen to. But it was completely, you know, it shocking and unplanned and surprising. And by Friday, I had returned to a really good place. And that was huge. To get through what I went through and to have maintained the clarity and awareness I did and then have the feel good, which I wouldn't even have predicted after this past week. I was like, okay, now I'm ready to record a podcast. And I'm like, well, I have a lot now. Now I have a lot to share. So I think I definitely know it's over an hour long, but definitely had lots to share. Because it was like the regular stuff and the normal stuff. And then I'm like, at the end, I'm like, oh, and I'm going to share some stuff. And it's like a punch in the eye for me. And, you know, probably for, you know, some listeners, just like, I was so shocked at, you know, kind of the events that happened. But again, by my response, and then, oh, I don't want to share this, those little moments, you know, that I had to kind of work through and kind of come to this place of, okay, wait a minute. And the phrase I keep saying throughout the podcast is, when you're ready for the next test, it appears. And you have to have peace with that. Ready for the next test means you've been working and you've been prepping and you've been climbing that personal, you know, mountain of uncomfortableness to get to this last little pitch where it's like, okay, this is the hardest one yet, but you wouldn't have been here had you not done all that other work. And you have to kind of keep that vista. And that's what I was able to do. And I come to this place where I'm like, I can just keep sharing and I just keep sharing. It's like, I don't want to share my funk. I don't want to share the bad news. That's not fun to me. But when I get through it and I feel good, that's what I want to share. Come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. And it's for free. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. If anyone has any questions, comments, please feel free to shout out proupodcast@gmail.com. Enjoy, 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 and thank you for listening. Hello, I hope this finds you well. I'm Tom, host of Pro U Podcast, and I am officially celebrating the 8th anniversary of PYP. So going back, you know, I don't know when it's been, a few weeks, it was like, that was in my mind. Okay, that's the next podcast. You know, it'll come out, you know, end of February. And I'm like, oh, I'll just do a gratitude list because I'm thankful about PYP. I have no idea what that noise was. If you heard that, because I have my phone on silent. And I made some notes, and that was kind of it. And I kind of just went brain silent on, oh, I got to add to that, or I got to do a podcast. I just, you know, I had nothing really to kind of write down. I was just, you know, doing being me. And then I had this kind of cool epiphany about where this year was kind of headed, what I was kind of feeling. I shared it with Scott and referred to it as like building this solid date, which I'll chat about in a moment. And then that was kind of it. That was like, so I just had kind of like two little notes. And it was about a week ago. And I wasn't even really thinking about the podcast. Yeah, I wasn't. I hadn't even thought about the podcast. It was kind of weird because my brain would just shut off for, you know, 6 years. It never shut off. It was, I got to do a podcast Thursday. What am I going to, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, to get, you know, material. Oh, I got to write that down. Or, oh, I got to remember that. And, you know, it was just always in my mind. And now it's a much more of a natural process. Something moves me, jot it down. When I've got enough, I think, for an episode, I put it up. And I think that was kind of the thought, was about a week ago. I was like, I don't really have, I mean, like, I'm going to do the gratitude list and then talk about this, you know, kind of solid day concept. But I don't really have a whole lot. And careful what you wish for. And I didn't. I didn't wish for anything. I'm just working on something. And this is the last note that I just wrote down. And I'm gonna say it now, and then I'm going to come back to it at the very end. When you're ready for the next test, it appears. And I'm going to get all up into that and what it means. But first and foremost, PYP being 8 years old, you know, right away, it's like, again, that feeling just of gratitude. Like, you go, wow, I remember exactly when it started, how it started, why it started. You know, I mean, the path, you know, 8 years is a long walk to walk with a verbal journal. But just gratitude is the first thing that hits me. And now as I've gotten older, and it's, you know, I think it was around like year 6, I was like, wow, you know, that's kind of a long time to be doing something consistently. And now that's kind of the second feeling I get, is I'm just proud of it. You know, I'm never like, I'm going to kill it, I'm going to have more, you know, listeners. I mean, I didn't ever care. I mean, I sent out, back in the email days, I sent out the Sunday morning messages for 8 years, every Sunday. And I couldn't even tell you how many people I had. It wasn't a bunch, but I just kept doing it. Why? Same reason I did the podcast. You know, there was a sense of sharing what I was going through, what I was experiencing, you know, the wins, the things that worked, or other people's experiences, because, you know, just was giving other people permission, you know, they weren't alone, and it was just this really great positive energy, which came back to me, you know. And when you go back that long ago, I mean, I've been doing the podcast for 8 years, and there's probably, I don't know how many years in between, and then you go back to the 8 years of doing the emails. I mean, way back then, I didn't even know how messed up I was. I didn't know, you know, all the work and all the time and energy it was going to take to get here. Because when I think of everything I've done to kind of, you know, help me evolve since that time, wow, you know, it's amazing. So every day I'm at, you know, 60 thank yous for the four things that I, you know, that was the list. It was 3, and then it went to 4. It's my faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. And that's a powerful list to me, because, yeah, there's a bunch of other things, but when I'm like, okay, here are the main ones, and if I have this, if I'm aware of this, if I can stay here, that's where I felt my power. You know, I was like, okay, here's what I can control. I can say thank you. I can stay focused on these things. I can, you know, be mindful of these things. And again, it just became my thing. It was 10 times a day I'm going to say thank you. And then boom, 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 here we are, 2023. And I'm like, I'm going to do it 60. And again, it's just something I do. And now I started kind of focusing that. It was part of, again, going back to the, I'll tell you, building a solid day was in the morning when I walks in. It's like, that's when I do it now because I just get it done. Because, you know, I'm obviously not perfect and I would forget or, oh, I'll do that later. And then, you know, wouldn't get around to it or whatever. But I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, getting more solidified in the times I'm doing certain things. So I'm checking those boxes of little feel-good things. Again, little things. I'm so repetitive, but little things done consistently. And I'm still doing it. I'm just getting better at it. So super duper thankful that I've been able to continue, and super thankful to Sir Hardwick. You know, I remember the day walked up to him at the gym and everything was like, we trained on a Friday. And I was like, hey, can I do a podcast? He's like, yep. Think Monday. He's like had it going, and it was just, I was like, okay. I mean, it was that easy. It was like, you know, one question, you know, to, you know, my friend and client, and you know, and it was, you know, I'm sure in his mind it was like nothing. He's like, yeah, go ahead. He didn't care, you know what I mean? But he set a big thing in motion that I wouldn't have really known what to do or how to get it going or anything. I had no clue. I mean, I, you know, had the first producer and didn't even know what she did or that she was doing, that something was being done for me. I mean, I had no clue. It was just, oh, send it here. Okay, cool. Thanks, Chris. You know, so it was all this, you know, stuff that was, you know, I kind of had to learn later what he, you know, what it was all about, and, you know, kind of get in more control of it. But I'll always be thankful to Chris for giving me the go ahead, the opportunity to do it. So thank you, Chris. Love you. Secondly, and I just feel this, you know, it's just a real part of it now is like I said, the first producer. I didn't really even know I had a producer or what they did or what was being done for me, you know, to get it uploaded. But then I found out in kind of a, you know, a not so fun experience with the next producer, because all of a sudden he had, you know, an opinion and he had bad feelings, and it kind of got to, I was like, whoa, what's going, you know, and then I had to gain clarity, and then it was really cool because I did and, you know, put it out there. Hey, this is what I'm looking for. And it was pretty magical because the only, you know, listener that said, hey, I'll be visiting LA, just wanted to reach out and see if we could meet for a coffee. I was like, oh, that's super cool. Yeah, sure. Was Nico, my now producer. So it's been just, you know, I mean, just again, we kind of, you know, it was like a cool dude, liked him. You know, there was a positive vibe. And it was probably 4 or 5 years after that when I put that out going, hey, looking for, you know, a producer for free. And, you know, Nico raised his hand and he's like, I've never done it, but I'll figure it out. And every time he, you know, sends me, you know, I send him the thing and he's like, it's been uploaded. He's like, thank you for letting me do this. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, I need someone to do this and I'm not going to pay you. And he's telling me thank you. And it's not the only thing. His Pro You path has just been rewarding to watch and to experience. And, you know, we chat, you know, quite a bit. So I've been able to kind of really follow it. And he's always been able to kind of share his experience in super dope kind of story-like ways and super humble. And, you know, it's a dude that's really searching for the best version of him, and he's doing it. And as our relationship grew and grew, like this past year, I would talk to him and I'm like, you know, he's like the only guy that kind of sounds familiar to me. Like when I just talk to people, I mean, I know how I sound. And when I would speak to Nico, that's how he sounded to me. you know, he was thankful. He was working on, you know, what he can control. He was putting his energy into, you know, today, right now, not yesterday, you know, not tomorrow. And, you know, just thankful for what he had, what he's learned, you know, all that, you know, stuff that he could do. And it really, really resonated with me. So that, you know, him being that dude and then us having this cool relationship and then him becoming, you know, the producer, I mean, all of that has just, I believe in my heart, has added to the podcast. So, Nico, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My little Canadian assassin, love you. Thank you for being you and all you do for the podcast. I wrote this one thing. This is the only thing I jotted down, and I was going to go into like a whole gratitude list. Like that was going to be the initial, you know, episode. It was just, I'm thankful and here. But this is the only thing I jotted down on that same day. The more peace I experience, the more peace I desire. The more peace I experience, the more I don't want to lose any of it. The more peace I experience, the more value I see in it. The more peace I experience, the more I appreciate it. The more peace I experience, the more I'm willing to invest time and energy into it. The more peace I experience, the more I want to share its calming benefits with others. That's one thing I've done, is share. I have shared all. I shared when I didn't know what sharing was. But I just think innately there was that, you know, people kind of would like it and then they would feel good and then I would feel good. So one day Scott sends me kind of this, for lack of better words, kind of ambiance kind of music. So I get it. I think I'm sitting down, kind of somewhat stretching with Zen on the floor. And I got my phone. So I'm like, okay, let me give it a listen. And it's, oh, I'm like, oh, it's just kind of like, I mean, if I have the slow TV on, whatever that's on, I don't like watch it. It's just on in the background. Well, when I would play Pandora before the slow TV, before I did the slow TV on YouTube, on the TV, you know, that's what I would listen to. And it was just in the background. Like, I wasn't really completely listening to it, but it was just on in the background. So never have I wanted, like, oh, I want to get that kind of music and listen to it. Never, ever, ever in my entire life. Like, if I'm at home and it's on in the background or it's on one of the slow TV videos, I'm like, okay, fine. But I'm not, like, searching out for, like, oh, I'm going to listen to it today or anything like that. But in that very moment, and I've had earbuds for a while, I decided to put the earbuds in. And I listened to like a song or something. And I was like, okay, this is just like, it just kind of moved me, like just immediately put me in this kind of just really chill state. So I go over and I decided to just foam roller. And it was like, oh, this is like, because I you know, was kind of probably a little tired and maybe was kind of on the verge of, you know, maybe nodding off because I'm like super relaxed on the foam roller in lieu of any tension I'm feeling in my body. And I fell asleep before, but now I got this music on. So it's kind of blacking out any kind of background noise, but yet it's just this chill vibe. And then I'm on the foam roller. And I don't know how long it was. It was like half an hour or something. And I got up and I was like, okay, done. Like a game changer. Like that was just on a show. Every contestant said, I'm never going to use that phrase game changer. And I just did. See, it's like a song you hate and you can't get out of your head. Every person like, oh, that would be a game changer. So if this happens, it'll be a game changer. I'm like, stop saying game changer. Oh, so I think at that point I hadn't, maybe I had bought it already. I just was like, okay, I'm going to do this. This will be a part of my day, my Pro U day. And I started thinking about it, like, I could get that in my head, like, and leave the house like that. And I decided to, you know, leave, you know, at that time I was going to leave, and I got in the car and I put it on the car. And then I was driving and I was like, okay, I'm still, I kind of still felt that peace. I don't know. It's like there's this cushion between you and the outside world, because you kind of are in it, but you're kind of not really all in it. Like, when you're all in it, you're highly, like, susceptible. You know what I mean? Like, all your senses for noise and people driving and everything. So, it's not, again, I'm not being a bad driver, but I'm just like, I'm not focused on anything other than, okay, if I accelerate, brake, stay in this lane, that's all I have to do. I don't have to pay attention to if someone's driving fast or if someone's doing whatever, or if there's honking. You know, I could just, again, I just was able I was just able to maintain this vibe. And I text Scott later. I go, dude, this is done. I go, this is part of my thing. So then you fast forward. Zen's, you know, he's just chiller now. I said this past, in 2022, we'd go to the park, dog park, or the park by my house, and Zen would just, like, sit or lay down. I'm like, oh, wow, we never did that before. And Scott just said one of the best things one day. He was like, you know, as your dog changes, you change with your dog. And it was just so apparent, because, you know, humans change, but it just seems a lot slower. Where dogs are like, oh, he's got so much excitement, he's a puppy. It's like, wow, not as much. Wow, he's getting older. Hey, this happened. You know, it just seems like you're able to kind of see the whole kind of beginning, middle, and end in a tighter, little smaller model, so to speak. So, you know, I'm always like, you know, what does Zen need to do? Because if we drove, you know, anywhere, you know, a dog's still, you know, he's standing up, he's paying attention, so it's a little something. But if we drove to the beach, it could be an hour and a half. And then we walk about 10 minutes to actually the edge. And then we walk down, and then we walk to our spot. So that whole thing can be about like half an hour. Well, we would do that and then play and then walk all the way back up and then drive all the way home. And that was a great day for Zen. But now it's like he needs like a third of that. Like, I think the last time we went to the beach, we walked. We did the, you know, parked. We walked there. We walked down. And we just walked a little bit, turned around, walked back up, and it was done. Like, by the time he got in the car, I was like, he was done. Like, that was all he needed for the entire day. So I started thinking, okay, and that was, again, part of the smooth transition of not really going to the beach that much and not really doing the art that much. It was like, well, there wasn't the desire artistically. There were all these, okay, well, gas is expensive, but there's way more traffic. And now there's high tide a lot. And, you know, there's not stones all the time. And then there's wind. And it was just like, okay, I'm just fighting. Again, this is just like this current, and I'm going against it. I'm like, okay, cool. If I had this strong desire, then deal with it. But I'm like, I didn't. I was like, okay. And then I'm like, well, I like bringing Zen there. And I'm like, yeah, but Zen doesn't care. You know, Zen's like going, well, you know what? I really prefer the beach over Griffith Park, or, you know, this or that. I've prioritized them. Here's my list. Zen wants to be with me. You know, if we walk around the block of my home, he's fine. So I would just like, well, if I go just to the nearby park, and, you know, so it's just less for me to do, you know, I mean, as far as, you know, physically, because when I was like, oh, I got to run, then I got to walk, then I got to walk, then I got to hike. It was sometimes just too much for me, where now I'm like, oh, I can just go sit and chill. So I think I just started kind of stretching a little bit, but about a week, two weeks ago now, I kind of went through this stretching routine, and I started kind of doing these one, you know, balancing on one leg, holding the other leg up, holding my knee in, and doing a standing one-legged pigeon. And all of a sudden, I kind of really remembered this routine. And at the end, I was sitting down in the grass, you know, legs apart, stretching, and Zen kind of came up by me, and he was laying down. I'm like, well, this is like the new us. And I had that music on. And I was just like, well, I mean, I've gone to that stretch, that park for six, Zen's eight, 7 years, and I've probably did any type of stretching, you know, a handful of times. But now it's like I go there, I go to the same spot, and I, you know, would take my flip-flops off, and, you know, stretching the grass. And I was just like, oh, this is just the best. Like, I love this. Like, I feel, you know, grounded, you know, my shoes off, you know, my bare feet connecting with the ground. And, you know, I'm just like, now while my sense is, oh, cool, I'll sit here for as long as you allow me to sit here. And every once in a while, you get up and smell, go walk around. And I don't, I mean, I watch him. I'm completely protective, always have been, but I don't have to worry about him. Like, he can walk away to the side. He can go up to any little puppies. I don't care because I know how he's going to be. And some people might be like, oh, what's this? And they're like, oh, he's just a really mellow dog. And I'm like, yeah. So I don't have to worry about him at all. So it's just like totally peaceful. And then I'm like, and now I'm going to do this. And I think the second time I did it, I did it like for 40 minutes. And I was just like, wow, this is just, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. So like music, boom, this is now in my life. Going to the park, stretching. Here's my routine. I'm going to do this. And I did it like the first 5 out of 6 days. And I was like, this is just a thing now. And I'm like, oh, I like this. And there are a couple of things that I kind of, again, started this year kind of doing that I hadn't done consistently because I couldn't. And then I hadn't done 2 or 3 of them together consistently, obviously, because I couldn't. So now it's like, oh, I'm doing those 2 or 3 things consistently starting the year, not doing a couple things. And then I had, you know, was taking out sugar. I was lowering my caffeine and, you know, just kind of making all the adjustments. Oh, and I may have taken running out, like, for, I don't know, it just, every time I try to go back to it, it would just, something would get tight, and then it would just go, like, from the calf to the hip to the back to the, you know, my trap to my neck, you know, I'm like, okay, if I just stretch, if I do this, if I'm, you know, doing my mobility, doing my workouts, and I've been able to kind of build this consistent workout that I've been able to do, like, knock on woods, 2-3 times a week this whole year. So a lot of good momentum. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, and now I'm going to the park to stretch. Well, the second or third time I did that, I get up in the morning, now I walk Zen only, and it's about a half hour, and I come back, and I always foam roll a little bit, because then once kind of play, and then I feed him, so I foam roll it for a little bit. So I did that. I had a client. I'm like, I had an hour. I'm like, I'm going to work out. So I foam roller always kind of to prep my workout. So I'm foam rolling again. I work out. I had one more client, and then I went to the park, and then I did that stretching routine. When I got done, it was 11 a.m. And again, I'm not bragging, I'm not pumping my, you know, patting myself on the back. I'm just like, I know what I was doing. And I know what I started doing to feel better. And again, I had nothing written down. Well, in 2023, it was just kind of like January. I was like, you know, I'm starting to be able to do this workout now reframed a couple times a week, like take 2 days off maybe in between. You know, maybe it's 3 days or whatever, kind of just listen to my body. But all of a sudden, it's like, you know, I did it 2 days ago and I feel good. And I was like, well, I did it 2 days ago. So there were a couple times when I was able to do 3 a week, but not like feel bad. I just might feel a little tight. And I'm like, okay, I'll just, you know, take it one more day off. And felt like super stoked on what that was. So I was in no way going, okay, now I want to add to it at all. I'm not that like dude anymore. But I just noticed. Now here's the like this cool moment where how like this one pro you choice leads you to another pro you choice leads you to another pro you choice, and you're going, is this all happening? So I'm at the park barefoot, and I said I wasn't going to the beach. Well, I've been going to the beach over 20 years, walking barefoot there and back. You know, built up, like my feet aren't gnarly looking at all. But I can just walk on stuff, like hard rocks, you know, like whatever. I can just walk across stuff. And I step on something that's kind of pointy, I'll go, oh, I felt that. It's not comfortable. But I got, you know, built up, you know, some durable feet. So I'm at the park, and a part of that whole moment, you know, is the music. You know, my dog's here. It's close by. The sun's out. You know, I'm stretching, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm barefoot. So Zen, awesome, you know, dog came in, he got a little excited, and so I was going to, like, throw a ball, and I just started kind of walking around the park barefoot, and I was like, oh, this just feels so much better to be barefoot again. I, you know, really haven't that much lately. So I walk around a little bit more, and then we're going to take off, and I just pick up my flip-flops, and I'm like, I'm just going to walk home. Now, after Zen plays, you know, he's, you know, this is this past year again, where he was just like, kind of got this normal trot for 6 years. And then last year it was like, I'm going to walk. And it's kind of like just walk, step, step, step. Like, and I'm like, all right, that's what we're doing. You know, change with your dog. So I'm like, this is perfect. So I haven't walked on, you know, cement asphalt a whole lot. You know, it was, you know, dirt roads or whatever, a little bit of that on the beach. And there was some, you know, uncomfortable, you know, like I said, like stones where I would cross the railroad track, you know, so different textures, but just me going, oh, I'm going to walk on cement to the park or on the road to the park. I haven't done that. And I'm doing it. And the first thing, this is going to sound crazy, but the first thing I noticed was how cold it was. But it was this connection. Because it wasn't like, oh, my feet are cold. It was like, no, because the cement's really cold. And I'm like, I have that connection with the ground. Like my feet are reading the ground. And I'm like, here's what the ground is like. And then I become aware of my steps because I'm walking barefoot. And I'm, you know, I've been working on all this stuff for years. But, you know, I run a certain way. I walk a certain way. And I work on that. You know, all the stuff, all the stretching, all the realignment, all the foam rolling is so I can walk correctly and then not be, you know, sore. And I noticed, you know, I got my feet checked years ago in one of those running shoe stores. And like, okay, just stand there. And they go, oh, this is where your weight goes. I'm like, dude, you're like balanced with your feet. And I'm like, well, been a martial artist, been an athlete. I mean, I just always have kind of felt like I stand like that. I mean, I almost knew it was going to register like that. So fast forward, I'm just walking like, you know, with Zen, but it's slower than we would have walked, you know, last year or more often, where I could probably keep up. Like I was going to be, oh no, I'm walking too danger, danger. I'd be fine. I mean, I can run barefoot, but it was his walking slow. Like again, I started going, hey, Zen's chilling at the park. Why don't I stretch? Because Zen was changing. I'm like, Zen's walking slow. Well, I'll do this while I walk. So I was kind of, again, there's this moment for me to be proud of my work. Because now I'm going, oh, my dog's changing. He's doing this. What can I do? Not, oh, and there were moments where I was like, Zen, why are you walking so slow? Zen, let's, you know, let's get going. You know, Zen, don't smell so much. And lately it's just going, look, 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 this is where he is now. He's going to just want to stop more. He's going to want to smell more. And he's going to walk slow. This is your dog. You're not going to, like, get him to go back to the way he was. Because I would be catching myself going, dude, are you in a hurry? Like, do you got something to do? It's like, no. Well, what? Let him smell. And I'm like, you know, so there was this process, but it was, again, me going, okay, I need to change now. I need to do this. But then they'll automatically, oh, I'll stretch barefoot in the park. Oh, he's walking slow. I'll walk home barefoot. So I was like, that's in. And then it was this, you know, what do I call this thing that I'm doing? And it's like, well, you know, Scott's pretty famous for, you know, getting a lot of things done. And it's always like, well, I have this scheduled, and then I have this, and then I do this. And from this time, you know, just has this kind of schedule, and he gets things done. And it's one of the harder things to do when it's all on you. You know, you're working for yourself. All your time is you. And it's like, okay, go. You be self-disciplined to schedule. This is when I get up. This is what I eat. Then I do this. Then I go here. Then I'm, you know, this much time. And no matter how you feel, you show up and you do that. I feel it's just one of the, you know, for me, again, just getting slowly over the past, you know, 5-6 years, more and more time, I've been able to handle it. But to just get up and just, okay, I'm going to, and, you know, that's, again, my mornings are very, they have to be flexible because of Zen. You know, he sleeps, then he gets up, and then, you know, we come back. I got a client. I don't have a client. He's hungry. He's not hungry. You know, there's all these little things that kind of change. But at some point, I'm like, okay, and this is what I was telling a client just this past week, was I got to the point where I'm like, here's some things that I'm going to get done by the end of the day. And that became very peaceful to me because that was like this, because, you know, I sent a text to Scott going, I'm not Scott. I'm not going to do what Scott does. He texts back. He goes, I'm not Scott either, which is where we are when we chat. But the point being is like, how do I do it my way? But continue, you know, to be inspired by, you know, people like Scott that are just really, you know, committed and this, you know, high level of self-discipline. And I started going, you know, I've been doing that. I'm like, you know, I started the year doing A and B that I've never done consistently. And then I added C, and then I added going to the park, and then I added this music. And then, so it all was kind of changing. And I was just, again, like, I'm happy with that. You know, because I'm aware of that, meaning that's what's on my mind. It's like, wow, what's going on in your mind, Tom? And I know it was going on in my mind perfectly well for 50 years. And now at the end of 57, I'm going, dude, it's just so cool. Like, I kind of coming up with this day of really, you know, when I say, hey, have a list of 5 or 6 pro you things that you do 5 or 6 days a week, every day. And every day for 5 or 6 days a week. So it was kind of that same thing, but it was like, I don't know, I you know, maybe I should have wrote this, but like listing every one. I know I'm way over 5 or 6 because I've just been doing things naturally for a very long time. But where my mindset is like, oh, Zen's at the park. I'm going to, oh, well, this is my 3rd workout / stretching of thing of the morning. Like, do I have, it doesn't matter, do it. It's like, okay, and I just feel better. And I'm like, oh, you know, keeping an object in motion is easier than getting one to get going from a dead stop. So I feel that, like I'm upping the amps, upping the reps, upping the, you know, velocity. And I'm like, oh, I feel better. Oh, it's easier. And that's when I said, I was like, oh, this is a, and I said, oh, perfect day. And I'm like, no, I'm never using that word. And I'm like, big day. And I'm like, well, I don't want to call it a big day because then it means like, well, once in a while, maybe it'll do this big day, even though I'm not able to do it that consistently. And I said, just a solid day. Like, there's a solid day. So when I started this year, I'm like, those 2 things I'm doing, and, you know, one was working out. I'm like, I haven't done that in that way this consistently in years. And I'm like, good. I'm like, well, you know, in middle of January, I was like, yeah, I'm good. If I can do this in 2023, yeah, just what's that going to be like? I mean, because you get to a certain age, you're like, okay, well, I know I'm not going to get better at, I know I'm not going to get younger, I know I'm not going to get healthier, I know I'm not going to, and it's like, well, can't you get in better shape? It's like, well, I've been in really good shape all my life. I know, but 3 years not working out and, you know, I lost size, I lost muscle. I lost, you know, some, I would say a little flexibility, you know, not as lean. And you just don't feel as good. But it's like, well, I can't do things. And it's like, I kind of have to accept things. And I always had it, hey, but how are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm better. That was always clear to me. I was highly aware that I was better. So that's what was reframing success. It's like, well, I'm way better in my head. I've never had that. I've been in shape and it didn't matter. I'm like, I'm not out of shape. I'm not in bad shape. I'm just not as in good shape. And I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm in my 50s. Like, I don't have to be. But in my mind, I'm like, I see dudes that are 60 and 70 that are in great shape. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, it's like, why can't I? Like, I don't like, well, I got to get big. I don't need to get, I know what you need to do to get big. If you do it naturally, it's hard. And I'm not going to go on, you know, steroids or growth hormone, you know, hormone replacement. You know, there's people that do that, and I don't do what you want to do. You know what I mean? But I've never done that, so I'm never going to do that now. Like, that's totally me. Like, well, I want, you know, you want to look a certain way. Why? So people see you a certain way. I'm kind of more like, I don't really care. I mean, I always kind of had part of that, you know, in me where I'm like, I don't really care what you think I look like. I don't care. But even now, it's like, look, this is, you know, I'm in my 50s. This is how I look. Yo, whatever. You know, I'm fine. I walk the earth in peace. But January and then into February, I'm like, I have more mobility than I've had in ever. I mean, there are certain things I could never do that I do right now in my life. And then my flexibility's coming back. I'm like, okay, flexibility up, mobility way up, strength coming back, you know, getting a little tighter, getting a little leaner, but I'm not really doing a whole lot of cardio. So I'm like, well, how awesome is that, that I'm getting a little leaner? And that's probably, you know, just basically comes, you know, nutrition is the biggest thing is that I cut out some sugar. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I probably better for me, but cut a little caffeine out. and I share that with you. I was having a one of those Starbucks kind of espresso drinks. And I know they have sugar, but I was like, oh, chocolate espresso, you know, a good kick with a little sweetness. And I've just always loved that. I mean, you know, not that my morning coffee has it, but to me, there's a little bit that I get espresso roast and I put creamer in it. So, I mean, it's kind of sweet with that espresso kind of flavor. And I've just always loved that. So if I'm going to have a second one around 11, that will be my one. But it just seemed when I have that, it's almost like by 3 or 4, I would want another one. And I would do it sometimes. I mean, you know, a different one or a smaller one version of it or whatever. But so now it's like I have the coffee and then my second is diet green tea. So, you know, just way better in every shape, form. But I mean, it was like I kind of start telling physically. It's like, oh, I took that out. And then, oh, I took that other thing out. I'm like, oh, okay. So again, little things done consistently. So I'm doing a couple things different, better with nutrition. I'm not, you know, running, which is helping me. Like I can stay, oh, I can stretch, I can foam roll, I can keep this going and keep my workouts going. Because when I would do the running, I would come back and all of a sudden I was like, well, that calf's tight and that was okay. Now going into my hip, I go, now my hip's tight, my lower back's tight. And I'm like, well, now I can't work out, you know, because I need to get what I would say, you know, back to zero to, you know, to work out. And it would take 2, 3, 4 days. And I could just tell. It was like, if I didn't run, that never happened. And I don't run bad. I don't run fast. It was just whatever was like, okay, they just click, click, click. And it was like, I would rather run. I liked it. I did it for like, well, ever since kind of with Zen, it was almost like 6 years of on and off kind of running in the beginning. But the last 2 years, pretty consistently every morning for, you know, 6 mornings a week. So again, sharing the stories about being flexible and being open. Oh, well, I can do this, not that. You got to be at peace, move forward. Collecting data, move forward. You can't sit there and, well, I wanted to. Well, I've always done. Well, I used to. Who cares? Shut up. Move forward. Be thankful for what you can do. And that's what was just so, again, since I've started this journey on the podcast, I would flame the fire that I chose to. And it was a fire of gratitude. What am I thankful for? In lieu of whatever's going on. And it's like, well, hey, Tom, you're not bigger, you're not stronger, you're not faster. I go, yeah, I know. I'm getting older. That's what happens. It's like, how do you feel? I feel great. Why? I'm thankful. What? I'm thankful for what I have. And I'm like, there's a definite possibility that I'm getting better right now physically. Now, I know I'm better mentally. I know I'm better emotionally. I know I'm better spiritually. Physically would be kind of the question one. And I'm like, yeah, but like, again, I'm not trying to say, oh, physically I'm better, therefore I'm bigger, stronger, fatter. I'm like, no. I have more mobility. Well, what would you want in your late 50s? A bunch of muscle and no mobility? No flexibility? I don't care how lean you are. If you don't have mobility, if you don't have flexibility. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing that. You know, and that's what I'm, you know, working on with my clients. I'm like, look, we're going to work on flexibility, mobility, core strength. And whatever involves that, we'll incorporate. But that those are the key. Those are the fundamental things that we're going to work on. Because, you know, I have, you know, a few guys that are over 40. So I'm like, well, there's my target group. I'm like, I'm walking the path. I'm just ahead of you all. Why? Well, because I'm older. So it's that, hey, when I get to the bridge, I saw a sign going left. It's don't go that way, go right. That's how I feel. I'm just hiking with these clients. I'm just 3 hours ahead of them. So I'm just letting them know, okay, when we get here, this is what we're going to do. When you know, now we're going to start focusing on this. I mean, I've always been huge on form, but now it's like we're really going to work on form because we're going to do everything right in the right way, but we're going to work on our mobility. We're going to work on our flexibility within that. That's what kind of happened. And like I said, it just one decision led to another decision. And then all of that made me feel good. So then I sat there and this was that, you know, when I kind of had that epiphany and I'm like, that's just so cool that you can just do that. And again, I couldn't put pressure on myself one day, go, okay, here, write it down. This time you're doing this. This time you did it and stick to it and do it. And, you know, and I, because part of it was like, I wouldn't do that. And then I would automatically feel bad that I didn't do it. And then I would beat myself up for feeling bad that I didn't do it. So it's just like this whole thing that didn't work. I had to kind of pursue it, but allow it to happen naturally, if that makes sense to you. Because again, every year for the past 3 years, I never said, here's my goals. But all of a sudden I was like, oh, here's this path. Oh, here's this doorway. Oh, here's this, you know, journey that seems to be unfold, and I could recognize it. Like I was aware why my work, my effort, had a podcast a little bit ago, and the last year, it's on you. I discovered it was on me. So for the first time, I had focused time, energy going to me. Well, who's the sole benefactor of all that? Me. So I grew faster than ever because I wasn't doing anything for me. I was doing everything for everybody, hoping that somehow that would fill me. It doesn't. And then I figured out, oh, I got to fill me. And I'm like, wow, well, now you get results now. You know, you never put gas in your car, huh? And then one day you put gas in your car, huh? But again, the quote I said in the very beginning, I'm going to repeat it one more time. When you are ready for the test, the next test, it will appear. So I'm feeling good about the music, about the barefoot stretching, about where I am, about building my day. Oh, and this is one of the texts I sent to Scott about that. I go, I'm feeling, sensing, and obviously building a version of me that I really like. You know, I wrote that thing about peace, and it's like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, oh, my pro Ulysses is boom, 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 and building it, and this and that. I'm like, wow, just this, like, psh. I mean, by 11 a.m., I feel great on what I've accomplished for the day. And I'm like, wow, I'm like getting into this, like into the swing, into the flow. Here's a couple notes. And then I'm going to hit you between the eyes. I've yet to get to the topic of today, the main one. I wrote down, little things pass by if you let them like clouds. You know, I've heard that so many times. And I'm like, it really resonates with me. I'm like, okay, there's that. All right, it's like a cloud. Let it go. Don't invite it in for tea. But what kind of happened is I started kind of having these bigger moments. And not quite as quickly, but they would pass. And I was like, okay. And when you kind of get that awareness, well, I'm going to keep doing it. Little things, let them pass. Big things, let them pass. Don't dwell. Don't beat yourself up on. Don't sit in there. Don't try to get back in the mud. All that kind of stuff. And then in one of the songs, there's only spoken word in one of the songs on the album I got with that ambiance background kind of music. It's this guy, and at the end of it, he says, quiet the mind, open your heart. Quiet the mind, open your heart. And I loved it. I loved how he says it. And I was chatting with Squat. I always do that. Like, we'll do something with Squats, and I'll be Squats. I shared this with Scott, and I go, I get the quiet the mind thing. It's like the whole water thing. It's like if the water's calm, you can see your reflection. If the mind is calm, you can see what's in your mind. You know what I mean? There's that collateral kind of thing with being calm, being quiet. I'm like, okay. And I said, but the open your heart thing. And Scott was like, oh, you know, it's like when you think of something and you go, oh, I'm thankful, and like makes you feel good. It's like right there, that thing. And so it was like a day or two later, and I was with Zen in the car, and all of a sudden I just kind of grabbed his head, and I was like, I just love you. And I just did that for a second, and obviously it was like, oh, there's that feeling. And I went, and it kind of just right there, just kind of like the light bulb went on. It was like knowing that you can do that and then doing that, like allowing that feeling, like, oh, this is that thing I love. Let it come in. Oh, this is that thing I love. Let me focus on that thing I love. And you, it takes work, and it takes time, and it takes effort. But I was kind of getting that flow of, wow, if you quiet the mind and you kind of let that love in, and you do that more, what will you get good at? What will you become better at? That. Where's the bad? Now, a little thing I'm just going to add, just for the humor, I gave Scott a shirt that said, fight the world. It's our little joke. And one day, I don't know, it was this year, we were doing something. He's like, just hold your breath. Just hold your breath. And I'm like, hold your breath. Fight the world. And then with the song came on with this speaking thing, I just want to hear that all the time. I go, hear the guy say it because his voice is very cool. It's like, open my heart. Open the heart. Quiet the mind. Open your heart. Quiet the mind. Hold your breath. Fight the world. And nobody might have thought that was funny at all, but I thought it was very funny. So, two things you want to do, two things you don't you don't want to do. Ah, that was my elbow. All right. So, here's my week. One of the things I shared with, I think, probably just Scott. But there was this, I don't know, like 3-4 days later after the window thing, which has probably been like 3 weeks now. It felt like it was so long ago, like it had passed. And that was one of the things, like this, like it felt like it had passed. Like typically big things will stay with me for a while because I'm allowing it. I'm not focused on the right things, blah, blah, blah. But there was this moment where I was like, that thing felt like it was a month ago. And it was 4 days, 5 days ago. And I was like, well, that's cool. Like, I like, because it was like, oh, you think, oh, I'm still that bad person. Oh, I hate that part of me. You're like, no, it's your beautiful monster. It's okay. You know, that version of you just has to know that it's okay and you're going to hug it. And then you're just going to, okay, that's part of me. That's something I'm working on. I'm getting better at. And I'm so distant from it that it really stands out when it rears its ugly head. But I have to love it, embrace it, be okay with it because it's part of me, part of my past. And I'm just going to move forward pursuing that better version of me together as a whole. So I get a phone call on a Tuesday and it says LADWP, Los Angeles District Water and Power. I think that's what the D stands for, district. But Los Angeles Water and Power. Technician coming out, cut your power off today. I'm like, what? And kind of freak about it. He's like, I'm just a technician. Here's a case number. Call this number if you have questions. So call it. And kind of in this slight panic mode and call the dude up. And I'm thinking in my head going, okay, that's like, you get a bill for 3 months, and I'm like, when did I pay it last? And I'm trying to, I'm like, I'm good with bills. Like, I get a bill and I pay it. And if there's a chance I forget, like, you get notified. You know, it's like I get like, hey, by the way, you know, you get some sort of notification that you missed a payment, you're late, whatever. So after a bit back and forth, this and that, he's looking into the, whatever the case number it is, my address, this and that. He's like, yeah, you need to pay $890. I'm like, okay, this is a huge mistake. I mean, there's no way I'm in, like, I'm that far behind. There's just no way. And I'm telling the guy, and I'm pleading. I'm like, look, I've been with it 10 years. I don't think I've ever had a late payment. And I'm like, now it's that. I go, and you're saying if I don't pay that today? He goes, yeah, but we can credit your account. You know what? I'm like, I need an $890 credit on my account. I'm like, dude, I don't have that money. And I kept on saying, I don't have that money. I don't have that money. He's like, hold on. He comes back. He's like, okay. After a bit, talk to someone, $490. And I'm like, I appreciate it. I keep saying, I'm like, I don't have that money. Which, I mean, I don't have that in my account. So if he needed to go, okay, you know, just transferred from your account. I mean, I don't have that in my account, but I'm telling him I don't have the money. And I'm just like, dude, I don't have it. I don't, like, you know, come on. I mean, look, you know, this and that. And I'm telling him, like, you said you get 2 written notices. I haven't gotten any. back and forth and back. And I'm like, you know, stressed because I'm panicked because he got dudes, like, it was supposed to get cold that night, like in the upper 30s. And I'm like, I don't want, like, I'm a outstanding, wonderful customer that's paid. And now I felt this and I was all of a sudden in this thing. And it's just this panic phase. And he's like, okay, we'll call you back in 24 hours. And investigation lasts that long, and then we'll let you know what we've discovered, and we won't shut your power off. And I was like, so thankful. I was like, dude, seriously, thank you. I appreciate it. Like, weight was lifted. You know, there's like this little emotional ride. Like, I was literally stressed, and then I felt really relieved, and then really thankful, which I will get to. So Wednesday rolls around. It's like 9:30 in the morning. No, 9, something like that. So it's kind of early, and I get a phone call, and I'm like, you know, don't know it, but it's local. So I'm like, okay, let me answer it. It's like, oh, this is LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department. I was like, well, like, I was expecting the power company. He's like, oh, yeah, just calling about the case with the broken window. And I was like, oh. And it was just like that, PTSD. He starts going, can you just kind of walk me through it, talk me through it, and what pictures do you have? So I'm pulling up the file. So I'm kind of glad I just made this little file and got, I didn't want it on my phone anymore. So I just sent it all to my desktop, made a little file and just threw whatever I had in that file. Because I didn't want it, because I had it on my phone for a little bit, picture and, you know, his license plate in case I, you know, ran into him again. I'm like, I don't want to run into him again. I don't want this. I just didn't want the anything negative on my phone. So I just got rid of it all. So now I'm, you know, bringing it up, and he's like, can you email me it? So I'm, you know, sending it. So I'm just like kind of going through it, and all of a sudden it's like, there's that thing. It's like, oh, I'm here again. I'm thinking about that guy. I'm thinking about, you know, it all came back, like all the feeling of that day, because there's definitely how I felt in the beginning. There's how I felt during it, and there's how I felt right after it, and there's how I feel about it now. And now I'm kind of like, it's in the past. Like, I was kind of cool with it just being done. Like, I really felt like it had been over for a long time, and now I'm in it. So, guys, like, you know, I forgot what he asked me, but he's a cool cop, which I liked, you know, because I was like, hey, I'm just thankful someone called. I go, I think that's pretty cool. I go, I had, you know, I literally was like, I know I'm not getting the money. And they're not going to find the guy because they don't do that. And they're, you know, this is L.A. I'm sure they're overwhelmed with, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I literally was, you know, cool, done. And now I wasn't like, okay, cool, yay. You know, because I wasn't like, okay, they're going to find him. They're going to catch him. I'm going to get my money back. I didn't think any of that. It's like, oh, I got to kind of talk about this, bring it back up. And then I'll get to be able to forget about it because nothing will happen. But the little part of me was like, well, I have his license plate. I have his car. I have his picture. Like, I have all, like, can you run the license plate? And then, like, I mean, isn't it that easy? A little part of me, but a very, very, very tiny part of me. So this guy's like, all right, I'll let you know. But he's like, you know, just let you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I get it, dude. Like, not getting my hopes up. I go, no, I was fine. And I'm like stoked you called. Someone, like, I got a phone call. Like, all right, now I feel a little, you know, just vindication, just something like, all right, cool. 15 minutes later, dude calls me. He's like, yeah, I think we got the guy. And I was like, no way. He goes, what I need to do, he goes, I'll pull out some pictures and I'll have you look at, you know, a few pictures and then we'll see if you can, you know, ID the guy. And I go, yeah, be down in half an hour. He's like, okay, cool. So a little bit later, I head out with Zen, and we go over there, and we roll in. And it's just weird because I have not had great experiences with cops, and then you see all the ones on TV. So, like, I don't have a good vibe about them at all. And I don't think I've ever been in this police. I know I haven't been in the police station, but even, you know, a couple moments I've had around here with cops, I just really haven't felt, you know, anything cool about him at all. But I walked in, like, the guy that met me seemed really kind of cool. And I don't know why. And I was in a good place. And there's something else, but I talk about, like, I was just, you know, becoming aware of, like, who I am. Am I walking around mad and defensive, waiting to fight? you know, what is my energy? And again, when I was listening to that music and I was stretching, it's like that vibe was like, I can have that vibe and walk the earth. And I had been, you know, feeling that and feeling good in lieu of this. I was like, all right, that cop was cool. And he's like, come on down. I'm like, well, I had no idea, but now I'm being, you know, catch the guy. I'm like, that'd be kind of great. Like just, and I thought, like, I don't want to get in the mud, right? I don't want to put a foot, a toe in the mud. Why? Because then you're in the mud. Like you got this thing hanging over you. And I'm like, that's all I wanted. I wanted this guy to get like a tap on the shoulder going, hey, guess what? We know about you. And I'm like, then I'd be fine with it. Whether he gets in trouble, I'm not even thinking about getting money back. But it was just that thing where I was like, hey, you were dumb. You let that guy videotape you, your license plate, your truck, and then you smashed his window and tried to leave and got caught. Like, how dumb are you? So he's like, the cop I was talking to meets me and, wait, I want to say one more thing really quick. There was pictures on a wall of cops from that office, station, whatever, that had passed. And for some reason, I was just really compelled to go look at them. And I went up to each one and looked at them. And the first one was like 1930 or something. Like, this police station's been around forever. And then, you know, it went to the next date. And then the next one, I was just like, I don't know, it was like this quiet moment. There's no one in there. It was like one, maybe two dudes at the front desk. And I was just, you know, waiting for that dude to come out. And then he was like, he came out. So I don't know, I just had this moment where I was just like, you know, these cops, I never want to be a cop. Like, you could get killed any day. Like that right there. It's like, what's part of it? You get, okay, nope, never want to do it. So in that moment, I thought, you know, everybody down on cops, everybody hates cops. But like you walk inside, you're like, these dudes are family. That's all they have is each other. And they have a scary job. And they have friends that have died, you know, and gotten killed. And, with families. And I just had like this moment there. And then that dude comes out and he said, look, I just have to have another cop show you the pictures. I said, okay, cool. So he comes out, lays down the pictures. And right away I start looking. It was so funny because I looked kind of like right away. And like none of the hair is in my head. It went, none of the hair. Because he's got like shoulder length dreads. And right away I was like, none of the hairs. But then I went first guy, second guy, third guy, fourth guy. Fourth guy, that's him. And I just point, boom. And the guy was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being positive. I said, 10. Like it was just, I know him. And he's like, well, just write, sign your name, say you chose 4 and why. And I was like, because we had a conversation. We looked at each other for like 3 minutes. You know what I mean? I mean, I remember him well, like too well. Like it's in my head. And then this morning I was talking to the cop and sending him the stuff. And, so I saw his picture, this morning. So then the other cool cop comes out and he's like, yeah, that's the guy. And I was like, all right, cool. And I didn't even think to ask, but afterwards I was like, well, they pulled up 6 pictures. And I'm like, I don't think those were all like driver's license photos. I think those were people that they were, in the system, obviously, like, had a record. I'm like, God, this dude has a record. And now this is added to it. Like, again, just not good news at all, whether, he has nothing on his record or, It was just, but the fact that they pulled him up, I'm assuming that that's what it meant. So I just kind of like, that was cool. I got a phone call, I was heard. And the guy's like, hey, it was that easy to pull him up. Come on in. I went, boom, there he is. I'm like, okay, cool. And then I told the cop, I go, look, I'm just looking for this guy to be, kind of bummed out. Like, know that he messed up and now he's got problems coming. And the cop's like, yeah, I'll probably give him a call today and start that process. And then I was just done. I was just like, all right, cool, cool, cool. So I leave there, that was the feeling I left with. Like, I was kind of smiling. The cop was cool. I was in this, it was kind of a small little station, And I don't know, there was this, all right, cool, guy's going to get in trouble. But then I started driving, and all of a sudden it was like, I was just, what I had felt that, that afternoon after the window was broke was back. It was just, boom, here it is. And I was like, oh. And it wasn't like the bad, because again, it was kind of a good moment I had just been through. But it was just all that stuff came back. So the next day, it was like that day again. I text Scott and I go, dude, wouldn't believe my morning. and when we chat, he goes, well, it was probably good to revisit. And I was like, I don't. And then he started talking. He's like, if something comes up and it's bothering you, like, oh, I don't want, it's like, it's not past, you know, it hasn't healed. And I was like, oh my, that was so obvious. And then it kind of hit me as we were talking. I go, I do feel better now. Like, okay, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to go over this. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to picture, you know, look at pictures. I'm going to, you know, share, and I'm going to, you know, feel all that stuff. And then I'm going to see how, and it's like, while I was chatting with Scott, we might have even been texting. All of a sudden I was like, I already felt better. And then I was like, okay, it was good to revisit. And that's exactly why. Was if like, I don't want to talk about that anymore. It's done. It's in the past. You're not at peace with it yet. And again, what I say, when you're ready for that next test, it will appear. So I kind of felt that like, okay, here I am. I am in that, the best version of me being tested at the highest level. Why? Because I want it. Because I'm working for it. Because that's where I'm headed. And I just know I'm getting ready for the big test. And then I get home, and it's that night. And guess what? I go, you know what? The LADWP didn't call me. They, you know, unethically, you know, threatened me to shut off my, if I didn't, you know, shut off my power, if I didn't pay them $890. And they said, okay, you know, we'll look into it and we'll call you back. And I go, and now they're not going to call me back? Like they realize, because I found the check, cash check, you know, looked on the bank statement. I'm like, okay, it's been cashed. I'm like, I'm good. I'm like, they're wrong. So I'm like, I'm getting up Thursday morning and I'm calling them. And they better look out. Now that was just this little mindset, like this little thing. And this was the kicker. I didn't pay attention to it at all. I was just like this little, almost like, okay, I'm going to bust that guy's windshield. And then I'm good. Then I'm done. I'm not going to do it. Then I'm going to be peaceful. I'm going to really change. I'm going to, it was that kind of same thing where it was just like, okay, you're going to tell somebody how wrong they were. And I didn't like, oh, and just make sure, you know, you don't, nothing on there at all. No ceiling, no limit. So the next morning rolls around. I didn't get around because like I just wanted to be sitting down, and it was so funny because it's like, well, why? Well, because I'm going to get into it. What do you mean? Because they're wrong, and I'm going to light a fire under. It's like, and you could just tell. Like looking back now, I was just getting amped, and I get on the phone, and I'm like, hey, here's what happened. Like, give us your address. Blah blah blah. Like, we don't have anything on that account. And I'm like, well, I know you don't. That's the point. I go, there was nothing. Click. And I'm like, did they just hang up? So my anger went up a notch. Call back. And you got to go through the whole telemate, da-da-da-da-da, enter this number, da-da-da-da-da, press the number, wait, hold, they get on. Okay, what's your, that? What's this? Okay, what? How can I help you? Like, I just called, I just went through this, I started telling them, and they said, there's nothing on your account, and I said, I know that, I said, I'm calling to say that someone told me, blah, 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 click. It's like, that did not happen again. And I called back, and it happened again, I called back, it happened again, I did it 5 times. And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? I was ready to, like explode. And I think one of the last times I called, this guy answers and goes, don't you have anything better to do? And I'm like, tell me your name. Like, I'm going to report you. I'm going to report this whole, like, there's a rogue office. You guys are like, I'm going to complain and someone's going to listen. Like, you're going to hear me out. And then I call this other number because I'm like, I'm going to find, because this place by me, this office by me, you can drop off a payment. It used to be open where you could go in and do the payment. And it's like 2 blocks from my house. I used to walk in there. And then they're like, well, you can't drop off a payment. You can't go in. I don't know what it was, but you can still drop off the payment outside. So I'm like, is it open? Is it not open? It's open, but you can't go in. I didn't really know. So I'm like, I'm going to try to call an office and find out because I'm going to go to a location. Like, I'm not going to be on the phone dialing anymore. I'm going to speak to a person and go, look, here's what happened, and here's what's going on, and this is what just happened this morning. And I call, and I barely started talking, and this woman said, honey, like, she's like, kind of like, in a, like, just slow your roll. I'm like, what? She goes, that's a scam. And it's like all the blood, like, just left my body. And the humiliation. Like, I was yelling at bots. You know what I mean? Like, those weren't employees. Those were people trying to steal money. So it went from this, I feel horrible. Like, what? How dumb, like, to be like, those bad, evil people. And I kind of laughed with her and joked with her. And then there's this little part of me going, I'm so glad I didn't spend any money. Like, fantastic. Like, this little sliver of victory. But the anger that I felt at that company and then at those employees quickly went to being at myself. Like, dude, you were calling back and yelling at nothing repeatedly. Like, how dumb are you? And then I'm like, these evil people. And I'm like, and I called back and they just answered. And I'm like, you're not LADWP. F you. And I hung up and I'm just, and now I'm just like alive. Like, it's just that other version. And it's like, this is not good. And, you know, Zen might sense something or not, but, you know, we kind of came home and, you know, he had had a, you know, we ate earlier, we did a walk, and he's kind of like watching me because he's probably like, what's going on, or sense something. And I'm like, Zen, quit staring at me. Like, because sometimes I'm like, look, we're not going anywhere, but you know, just stop looking at me. But this was heightened, which I didn't like afterwards. I look back going, oh my God. And then there's that. So I'm in this uncontrollable state of anger, not a clue what to do with this feeling. And the little thing about, oh, breathing, I'm like, in my head going, there is no way that, it's like there's a big fire and someone comes up with a cup of water going, here you go. You want to throw that on there? It's like, that's not even nothing. It's not even close. And then I text Scott. And we had like a great exchange like the day before, that morning or what it was. And I was like, well, and then you get a curveball thrown at you. And I said, I'll share tomorrow. He's like, okay. And it was not long after, I was sitting in the house and I had no clue. Like, it was like, go for a walk, go back outside, this, that, you know, just watch a movie, just. And it just got, like, I didn't, like, I couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, I couldn't put it in a place. I couldn't grab it. And so I go, you know what? Scott's always been super cool. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to bother you. Or, oh, I'm going to train you in a couple of days. And he's like, dude, just call. So I'm like, dude, if you can wrap, you know, holler. And he calls me back. He's like, what is it? And so I start telling him. And he says, as soon as you said that they hung up on you, he goes, it's a scam. Like, he felt that. And I was like, well, how? And he's like, well, I was actually scammed a couple of years ago. And I was like, oh, oh, good. I didn't feel as bad. But here's the big difference. Scott got scammed. And then, you know, he was angry at that. Didn't like the person. But he wasn't where I was. Where I said, I've just now spent an hour and a half. I looked at the clock. I just did an hour and a half. And I go, I'll never get that hour and a half back. Like calling them, yelling, and then being like, oh my God. And then I called them. And then I think I texted Scott the first time. And then I called him again. And this dude answers, and I go, how do you sleep? The guy goes, sleeping pills. And I was like, that's for your guilt? And he's like, yeah. And I go, you guys just losers, just a bunch of losers sitting in a room stealing from people. He goes, you can call us losers, but we all have houses. And I was like, I'm talking to evil. And Scott, you know, he's just great with words and stuff. But when we were talking about it, he goes, dude, they're just desensitized. And I was like, that's all it is. And he's just like, you're just yelling at someone. Like, I don't feel that way at all. Right, wrong, good, or bad. It's like, I don't feel that way at all. You know, it's like talking to a racist. Hey, this is wrong. Okay, I don't care. So born and raised this way, going to die this way. You know, you're not going to pierce that veil. And that's what I felt so dumb about. It's like, why? And it's like, well, I had this anger and I needed to do something with it. I'm like, that's what I recognize and that's what I dislike. It's like my father, any angry person. They're angry at something and then they just pick things to vent it on. Like, my basic thing is not bad. These people are sitting in a room stealing from people. And again, I was lucky enough, half smart enough, like, no, I'm not paying any money today. I'm not doing that today. I'm not going to gather. I could have gathered that money somehow, some way. Right? I'm not going to do that. This is something wrong with this. So it's like people that aren't that aware, you know, maybe are weaker, maybe in a, you know, older people, and they're just like, I was panicking. So it's like they're just preying on like weaker, you know, maybe naive people to steal from. And I'm like, I'm just like, I want to kill them people, not yell at them. I want to kill them, you know. And it's like, and that's, you know, when Scott was like, okay, see, there's that thing. Like, I can go, oh, I want to punch that guy in the face and go on with my day. He goes, but where are you at? And I'm like, I can see that's a thing. So here's the, all right, and here's where I'm going to end. Kind of. I think so. Is with that quote, when you're ready for the next test, it will appear. Like, it was like, okay, time to revisit the cop thing, the broken window thing. I'm like, and then I got done. I'm like, well, I feel better. And then, you know, 24 hours later, I'm in the midst of this. I'm yelling at people that don't care, and I'm angry, and it's like, what are you? It's like, and then the moment I hung up with Scott, how I felt before was completely gone. So here's that winner kind of thing. It's like, well, where's the win there? It's like, oh, I felt better than I had felt all week right after that phone call. But I had to go through, you know, the, hey, I might have to come up with money. They might gonna cancel my, you know, cut off my power, to I got to go revisit the, I got to go to the cop station. I got to point out this guy. I got to, you know, look at his face again. I got to go through all that. And then the next day, I got to find out that I almost got scammed and that these guys are just, you know, picking on, you know, people. And I'm going to go through all that. Who would want to? I wouldn't want to. No, it's okay, Tom. No. I don't care what you're going to say. I don't want to go through that week. I don't want to do that. And even when Scott said it was probably good to revisit, initially I was like, eh. But then afterwards I was like, it was. And it's like, well, how was that week good? That week just sucked for you. And it's like, well, I mean, it was not fun. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't easy. But it was the time I was supposed to go through that. Because I could see it with clarity. They were kind of big, yucky clouds that did pass. And when they did pass, I was like, I said this thing. All of a sudden I was at the puppy park, was in. And I'm stretching. And I'm like, I can see exactly who I want to be. And I can see with clarity the part of me, my beautiful monster. All I got to do is just stay there, aware of both, and allow myself to move forward. Like, again, when I say that, like, each year I just allowed myself to be, and it's like, oh, this is happening. It's, oh, this, oh, cool, oh, this is, oh, cool. And it's like, last year, it was like, oh, you're not going to the beach, you're not going to drive, you're not going to do this, you're, you know, it was like, all of a sudden I was just, like, changing, and my experience was changing. I didn't really have to do that much to enjoy myself. I didn't have to do that much to find peace. I was kind of finding peace throughout the day, every day. And the more I did it, and here I am writing about it now and talking about it now. And I'm like, I started finding peace. I started finding quiet. Why? Well, I'm guessing it's because I probably never had that in my life, in my mind. And now I got it all the time. And I'm like, I'm staying here. What do I got to do? And it's like, well, now you got to go through the next phase. Now you got to go through that next test. Why? Why another test? Well, now you're ready. I wouldn't have been. Again, you back up 2 years, I'd still be looking for that dude and trying to smash his window. You know, so to me being at, no, I wouldn't do that and let it go and totally be done with it. And it's like, oh, guess what? We're going to look. Oh, found the guy. Come on in. Hey, we're going to catch him. I'm like, didn't see that coming. And I think if I would have held on to my anger and my rage and my revenge, maybe that phone call would have never happened. But it was that epiphany, you know, where I was sitting there and I was like, okay, now here it is, because it's Sunday morning right now. And it was, I think, Friday afternoon. And I went, okay, looking back on the week, I was like, I just didn't have to think it. I was like, I just feel good. Why? Because I made it through it. I made it through it with clarity. And it's like, I didn't get robbed. I didn't get scammed. You know what I mean? I yelled at some bad people. You know, the dude that broke my window is going to get caught. And you have like these big images now of, hey, do you want to get mad at these people? Do you want to yell, hey, there's people in the park? Nope. Like, it is just so, like, I don't do that anymore. Like, I'm done. What is a parking lot? So I'm like, thankful. What? I was thankful that I got to the place where I was ready for that test, because that was not a fun 3-day, you know, journey. Not familiar, not easy, not comfortable. And this is, what did I say to Scott? Oh, here it is. Friday reflection. I have experienced, felt, and I've been highly aware of how I can be. And I spelled it B with a capital B. I am fully aware of the version I do not want to, capital B, anymore. Clarity / success is being aware of both. Uncomfortably aware, but comfortable enough to embrace and move forward. And in that song where they have the speak, it's like spoken word. It's like, open your mind. Or quiet the mind. Open your heart. They talk about at the end, you sit around this fire, everybody in life, and it's ashes. But at the bottom of the ashes, there's just one ember. And you pull out that ember, and you flame it. And you then build your fire from that one ember. And when they said that, I was like, oh my God, that's totally me. That's how I felt. Like, exactly. Like, who could get 51, 52. Here you go. Here's an ember. What do you want to do? And I'm like, I'm going to flame that singular ember. And then that becomes your fire. And at the end they go, and then the rest of your life, you just sit around the fire. And so at the end of that text I wrote, and now I'm just going to sit around the fire. What does that mean? Well, you sit around the fire, you're enjoying it, but you're tending it. You know, you don't want that fire to go out. You don't want that, you know, to be turn into ashes again. You know what it took to find that ember. You know what it took to flame that ember back into a fire, how long it took, the time and effort, the energy, the focus, the mindset, the gratitude, the mindfulness, all the things that you put into that journey, that ember, that flame, that fire, that path, that pro-you path. And that's exactly how I felt. I go, now I'm just going to sit around the fire. I got to tend to it, but I'm aware. I'm aware of the version I can be, and I'm highly aware of the version I was. And I'm like, now I'm like, my goal is to be cool with both and then allow myself to move forward. And it will be in gratitude. Because that's what I felt. Like, I was like, oh, Scott, you get why people don't want to share this stuff and talk about it. Like, it's not fun. Oh, guess what? I yelled at people that weren't really, you know, employees. And I wanted, you know, can you imagine one of those just evil people? And they're like, dude, this guy keeps calling back saying, we don't care. And I'm like, someone needs to listen. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm like, how? And then you got to go, can't. Can't beat that version up. You can't beat that response up. You got to be thankful you didn't get scammed, and you got to move forward. So this is what hit me, and I'm going to end here. It was that Friday morning when I woke up after the 3 days of kind of nuts, Nutsville. I said, it could have been this way. Like, I did A. I got mad, then upset and panicked, and they didn't call back. And then I got fired up to call them back. So the next day I called them back and I went nuts and just ended up going, okay, I'm so mad. I got to call Scott and just talk this out. And I was able to do that. So I was thankful again. But here's the thing that hit me. And again, here's the clarity. And again, not comfortable, but I was like, hey, Tom, this could have happened. Part of me is like, I'm pretty sure I paid. So when I get off the phone, I'll just check, find the check. And then I did that. I'm like, oh, so it's on them. They made a mistake. So whatever. They call back. I'll just be like, well, I got the check. I got it right here. So, hey, guess what? They didn't call back. All right. They figured it out. Done. And that was like a that was like a punch in the face. Like, that could have been scenario B. You know, that you could, or what I did. The, you know, the yelling and the anger and just the, ah! I'm like, okay. And Scott said this about himself. He's like, the greatest line. It was like using for himself. He's like, okay, that feeling right there, you want to have that today? Is that how you want to go through your day? Is that how you want to feel? And it was just so apparent. Again, you work and you get to this place where you can see it. It's not that you're perfect, but you can just see it. And you can see it with clarity. Like, oh my, it's like, no, I don't want to feel that way. Like, I would just, that was like, what would you have wanted? Oh, scenario B. Okay, cool. You think I owe that? All right, I'm going to check my records and then you can call me tomorrow. All right, bye. Check my records. I'm good. All right, let's go then for a walk. Hey, they didn't come. But there I am. I'm aware of how it could be. I'm aware of how I wanted to be. That's important. It's not what I was. It's not who I used to be. It's not why do I have anger. Hey, my anger still comes up. I totally understand why it's there. I totally understand why it comes up. You know, it's like, look what I was yelling at. Look what I was, it was not bad. It's just I didn't like where I went. So it was learning. And learning is growing. And that is the pro you path. And, you know, self-discovery. It's you know, really uncomfortable. And what Scott said, the depth of honesty is just too uncomfortable for some people. And again, I'm pretty good at sharing, so I do it. But I was like, yay. You know, like, I get to share the another good, you know, I didn't want to share the window story. And I'm like, okay, I'm yelling at the scammer guy. It's like, I don't want to share. It's like, okay, wait, but I feel better. That's what I want to share. Hey, y'all not perfect. Y'all flawed. Cool. Me too. But here's the upside. If you're pro you, and why should you be pro you? Because you are worth it. Welcome to your pro you moment. Always stoked you're here. Always thankful you're here. It's like if we didn't have the podcast and we just had this moment, I would still be like, this is what's important, this moment, this little moment, which is a fantastic example of little things done consistently. And I just believe that's how all success is built, all personal success, little things done consistently. Let's begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor. Legs folded if you can. Eyes closed. Neutral neck. Shoulders over your hips. Navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose. We'll allow the exhale out the mouth. We're going to slow those down. Elongate them. Stay in control of them because we can. That will keep us connected, mind and body. That will keep us present. It's a perfect way to spend 180 seconds. Anything else enters kindly, calmly, ask it to leave, return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I'll let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Said it a few times the last couple episodes. Come to my well by the water I sell. I like that because I made it up. It rhymes. It's short. But it just, it's what I'm saying is like, if I feel better, you can. If I was able to do this, you can. I mean, don't do exactly what I did, but put the time and energy into yourself that I did. Ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing, like I did. Start decreasing the things that you know aren't pro you, like I did. You'll feel better. Slowly start increasing the pro you things. Those little things, those little pro-you things done will make you feel better. And that little bit of feel-betterness brings you to that next level of awareness and of clarity, where you'll find that next thing going, well, that's not going to be comfortable. I've never really done that, but I bet if I do it consistently, I'm going to benefit. And then you do that and you get better at that. And it's like, okay, now I'm juggling two balls. I feel good. I was juggling none. I was sitting on a couch. Now I'm thinking about adding a third ball. I'm peaceful, I'm quiet, I'm comfortable, I'm content, I'm confident. I like this. Can I be like this? Poof, now you got a third ball. You're like, oh God, I've never been able to do this. And it's again, little things done consistently, but it can slowly build your confidence, your awareness. And again, it will just lead you to better choices, better moments. Better experience, which you deserve. It's on you. You need to deem yourself worthy. You need to stop, pause, reflect, like I did. Come to my well by the water I sell. It's the only reason I'm doing it. Someone hears and says, if that dude could do it, I could do it. He made choices that served him. I'm going to make choices that serve me. And I'm going to do it consistently. And I'm going to build on that. One little victory at a time. Peace and God bless.